The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Dennis Morris of KLEM in Lamar's and Jacob Hall of the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Dennis, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Let me just start out by asking, I guess, a little bit of an update on the potential USMCA trade agreement. Past Secretary of Agriculture and former Governor Tom Vilsack held a seminar in central Iowa yesterday saying that this would be essential for farmers and would also indicate a good measure for other trade agreements if this is signed. What's the prevailing mood on Capitol Hill about the trade agreement?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I want to thank Secretary Vilsack for his statement because he probably has summed it up the same way I would sum it up. And I think that Vilsack saying that shows that this should not be a partisan issue. So now that we got the tariffs off, the president will be submitting it when Pelosi says that she's ready for it. And I met with her a week ago yesterday, had a nice conversation on this whole issue because it starts in the House of Representatives. And I think it's there's some things dealing with labor, environment, and enforcement that need to be worked out. But I don't think those are game changers or blocks to getting it done. Her main problem is procedural. She'd probably bring it up this very day if she didn't have the most new members in the House of Representatives anytime since the 1974 election. And you know that every day she's got to negotiate with new members of the House. So we're going to have to be patient until she works through getting them comfortable with it. But I have no doubt that she's sincere about moving it. Jacob?
Hi, Senator. Good morning. I was interested to hear your thoughts on the State Department's response to your inquiry on the mishandling of classified information.
Well, thank you for asking that, because I think the cable television yesterday forgot that 2 years ago I made these inquiries of the State Department. I don't know why it took them 2 years to get back to me. But I'm satisfied with the answers from this standpoint. If you want to know what the outcome's going to be, I don't know. But it seems to me like there's a process going forward or maybe already taking place where the 15 or so people that may have violated laws compromised our national security with secured information getting out, demanding of Hillary Clinton certain securities that ought to automatically be put in place, that they're going to take the necessary steps to make sure that punishments meted out, maybe some of it administratively. Who knows? Maybe some of it's a violation of law, that there'll have to be some prosecution. But all of those are hypothetical thoughts going through my mind, but I'm satisfied that there's a process in place now to make sure that people that didn't follow standard procedures will be held accountable. Dennis?
All right. Thank you, Senator. As you know, both the House and the Senate recently passed the $19 billion disaster aid relief bill. However, that doesn't look like it's going to be fulfilling everything, that we may have to come back and ask for additional funding due to floods that have occurred in May. You know, that was mainly back in March and everything. So my question is this, is the Senate and the House, would they be receptive to an additional amount for disaster relief payments?
Without a doubt. And I say that with this sort of confidence, that the political controversy over the last one, and maybe political controversy over Sandy that hit Long Island and New York so bad maybe 3 or 4 years ago, in the 39 years I've been in the United States Senate, those very rarely happen. The government assumed several decades ago being an insurer of last resort, and most of the additional money that's needed for disasters has just been kind of done by consensus. And since we haven't even calculated the total need for Iowa, Davenport, Missouri, Southwest Iowa, all of those, we got to come up with those figures. And if the $19 billion we appropriated isn't enough, before the end of the year, we're going to have an additional one. And I've even heard the leader of the United States Senate say exactly what I told you. Jacob, this will have to be the last question.
Senator, I just wondered if you could speak a little bit to what the thoughts are on the Iran situation here that's kind of heated up here the last couple days.
A very appropriate question. And what I'm seeing is a little bit reminiscent of what I saw Iran do during the Reagan administration. He responded by hitting some of their, I think, oil facilities or something. Then that kind of cooled off. They occasionally do what they're doing to make their points. They're mad at Trump for pulling out of the Iran nuclear agreement. They've been violating it even before he pulled out. I think this is going to cool down. I'd be surprised if it doesn't. That's what Iran has done in the past. They're trying to put pressure on other countries, to put pressure on the United States to lift the sanctions. I think until there's negotiations, the sanctions won't be lifted. And Iran's hurting, and they want the hurt to end because they want to continue to have all the resources they can to be the number one influencer and supporter of terrorists almost any place in the world, but particularly in the Middle East because of what you hear them saying all the time, death to Israel. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Dennis and Jacob, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.